أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We continue in our journey in the 40 hadith of the Quran to try and reconnect to the Thaqalain, the Book of Allah, the Quran, and the family of the Prophet. And as we had concluded the series in the month of Ramadan with 30 traditions, we wanted to revisit the book that we had extracted the hadith from and go through the last 10 remaining hadith. And so today we want to look at a tradition that comes to us from the noble messenger, the recipient of the Quran, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he gives us further encouragement to read the Quran in our homes. Now, obviously, when we go to our religious centers, to the masajid, the mosque, the Husseiniya, whatever we want to call it, and whatever center we have within our vicinity, we always take time to recite the Quran, maybe before the program, after the program has finished, sometime within that time that we're in the center, we recite the Quran. But what better of an opportunity to read the Quran than when we're at home, in our own dwellings, in our homes, in our apartment, in our condo, wherever we're at. We have to realize that the Quran is not just to be read in the centers, not just in a mosque, not just at a certain time, but rather that any time is the time to read the Quran. Any place is a good place to read the Quran. And so let us see what the Prophet says about recitation of the Quran within our own homes. He gives us the following beautiful advice and guidance. Place a portion of goodness from the Quran in your homes, for surely ease will come to the person of that house in which the Quran is read. Goodness will increase, and the inhabitants of that house will be given excess of bounties. The Prophet shares with us some beautiful rewards which have been promised, and if he tells us this, it's obviously a promise. He's not making it up. He's not exaggerating. He's telling us the truth, the actual factual of what the reward is of the Quran. And he tells us and he reminds us to recite the Quran within our homes. This should be a daily practice, every day, without fail, for the parents, for the children, for everybody in the home, to take some time to devote to recitation of the Quran. Again, even if it's only one page or a half a page thereof, whatever is easy, whatever is possible for us, if we have more time, we should devote more time to reading the Quran. If our time is constricted, then obviously we have to deal with that. But he shows us so many blessings that are there for those who engage in Quranic recitation within the confines of their own home. The Prophet shows us that there will be ease given to the people who recite the Quran, that they will be given blessings from God, from Allah. Things will be conferred upon them. And he says they will be given in excess. They will be given much of what they need and require and want within their lives. Now these could be material blessings. These could be spiritual blessings. Whatever the case may be, none of us can say that we have enough material wealth. None of us can say we have enough spiritual blessings that we don't want anymore, that we don't need anymore. No, we are all in need of blessings from Allah, whether they come in the form of material gains or spiritual bounties. But the condition, as the Prophet says, is that we spend a portion, that we dedicate and devote some time to recite the Quran within our homes, so that our homes can be filled with the same light and blessings and benefactions that the Quran can bring to it. Because the Quran is a book of light. It is nur, as Allah says in the Quran. It is light. And it can only fill the house with light when it itself is light. So let us, as we close, take a cue from this tradition, from the Prophet of Islam, and dedicate a portion of our day to recite the Quran, ourselves, our spouse, our children, and all of those who are around us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.